Story Time. The Tin Soldier Story, retold by Lucia Miranda and Daniela Galina. Once upon a time, there was an old man who loved making toys. One day he was making 10 soldiers. He made 25 tin soldiers out of the same tin spoon. But then he ran out of 10 to finish the last soldier, who got only one leg. It was Peter's birthday, and his grandpa wanted to give him something really special.
Happy birthday, Peter. I hope you like it.
Thank you, Grandpa. Wow, they are fantastic. I like it a lot.
In the blink of an eye, the tin soldier with only one leg became Peter's very favorite soldier.
This is my favorite one. I'll keep it near the fairy dancer.
The tin soldier fell in love with the beautiful fairy dancer. And the fairy dancer immediately felt the same, falling in love with the brave tin soldier. Peter's birthday party was a huge success.
Abracadabra! A white rabbit.
Yay! Wow! Yay! Wow!
The magician did a lot of tricks and the kids were having lots of fun. Punchinello, the clown, loved balloons. He blew up balloons for everybody. It was time for a snack. All the kids were invited to have popcorn, pizza, hot dogs, nuggets, and hamburgers. There was fresh juice and soda for everyone. After the snack, it was time to have fun. The kids love to play musical chairs.
This is fun.
Wow.
The kids were enjoying the games, but it was time to sing Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yay! Yay!
Peter was very excited about blowing out his candles and making a wish. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Bye-bye, friends.
Bye-bye. See you soon.
It's time to go to bed, put on your pajamas, brush your teeth, and sleep well.
At midnight, while Peter was sleeping, something magical happened. All the toys could move and talk and dance. And
I can dance. I can move. Woosh!
I can move.
I can clap my hands.
Suddenly, the Tin Soldier and the Fairy Dancer were together.
You are so sweet.
And you look like a princess.
In the morning, Peter woke up and went to school.
Goodbye.
What a terrible accident! The cat with his long tail pushed the Tin Soldier through the window, and the Tin Soldier fell down into the street.
Oh no!
Tin Soldier! Tin Soldier!
When Peter came back from school, he couldn't stop crying. His favorite Tin Soldier was gone. Where could he be? No one could find him.
Mom, where's my favorite soldier?
Whoa!
Two boys saw the Tin Soldier floating down the street and quickly picked him up. They made a paper boat and put the Tin Soldier inside. Back in the current, the Tin Soldier felt so scared. When the Tin Soldier fell into the river, a fish ate him. Was it going to be the end for the Tin Soldier? It was a good day for the fisherman. He got more than 10 fish. He was going to sell them all to the street market. Peter's mom was at the street market looking for a fish to make for lunch.
This one, please.
Here you are.
Thank you.
When the cook cut open the fish, she found the tin soldier inside. She cleaned him up and told Mom what she had found.
I'm out! I'm out!
I have a surprise for you.
When Mom gave Peter his favorite tin soldier back, he smiled and hugged the toy. He was so very happy. The tin soldier and the fairy dancer were also very happy to be together again.